tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a dissolution, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of dismembrishment, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving through the roads is a getting the macabre, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obu at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
And people here, Shakumaku everyone, it's a lovely Friday afternoon in the city of Lagos and around Lagos and out of the state wherever you're listening to your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And you know what happens this time every Friday? You have Public Square happen, and Public Square today will be analyzing calls by the Northern Governors Forum and Northern Traditional Leaders for the establishment of state police as the solution to insecurity. This is the first time the Northern Governors, sitting together with traditional leaders in the region, have made a strong case for states to establish police forces. The National Assembly did not include state police in the Constitution Amendment exercise earlier this year, but the House of Representatives in June made a U-turn, where the bill has now gone past the second reading. Rotimi Sankore and I will take you through the opportunities and the challenges with state police. Remember, you can interact with the program on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805, on Twitter at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, at Awogo Obo, at Nigeria Info FM. Rotimi, good afternoon.
Let's just say afternoon.
Exactly, because I'm looking for the word that will describe the interval between afternoon and evening. What a week.
Whether it is good.
Absolutely. I think it's some of the politically correct things we picked up from the British, you know. Good even when things don't look too good. But we have big questions, Rotimi, about today's discussion, which is around state police. It's what has polarized the discussions, the debates, whether it's at National Assembly, whether it's on the streets, online. Everyone seems to be having their opinions about it. But just like pointed out, the first time, Lopo found it surprising that you had the head of the Governors Forum, Simon Bakula, along the governor of Plateau State, say, it's about time they embrace state police. So the big question, which is a quote from what Governor Lalong had said, that this will address the problems with insecurity. Do you think the establishment of state police will address the conditions that have led, or rather have led to insecurity, without necessarily addressing those conditions that have led to insecurity, especially in the northern part of the country?
Sometimes, you know, just when you think you can't be disappointed anymore in the quality of the developmental thinking from, you know, prominent policymakers, governors, ministers, government spokespersons, you just you know, just when you are thinking, you know, they can't say anything worse than what they have said already, they then come up with something that, in fact, is even more disappointing than you, the last one you thought was the worst. How is it possible that getting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 men in a state and arming them with guns and sticks, how will that end a problem that is essentially caused by underdevelopment? Every listener of Public Square, even if they can't remember the specific data, figures, points, statistics, already understands by now that the main driver of banditry and extremism is underdevelopment. Millions of children out of school. Just last week, we spoke about the new figure from UNESCO, global figure from the UNESCO Institute of Statistics, saying that sadly, Nigeria now has 20 million children out of school. These are children between the ages of 6 and 16. Now 20 million. Typically, the bandits and extremists only need to be able to recruit a fraction of them to be able to cause mayhem, somewhere between 5 and 10%. So out of that 20 million, the bandits and extremists would need to recruit maybe between 1 and 2 million, plus the 60 million adults that can't read and write, plus the 100 million living in multidimensional poverty, and so forth like that. Those issues have not been addressed. So how will having 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 armed men in a state make those problems go away? At best, what the governors are hoping for is to have more armed men to defend themselves against the bandits and the extremists. In other words, regime security at the state level. But we can see from the global experiences that even this, maybe it will delay the inevitable by 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. We see what happened in Afghanistan. The failure to seize the opportunities to invest in education, in rural development, in gender equality, to reduce the birth rate and things like that. All those failures accumulated over 20 years after the Taliban were removed from power. The out-of-school children, the Taliban just recruited more and more of them until they were able to march on Kabul. By the time the Americans pulled out, President Biden was saying he doesn't see a situation in which Afghanistan will be seized by the Taliban before another 6 months to 1 year. Once they pulled out, the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 4 days. 4 days. The president of Afghanistan disappeared into one aircraft and fled. The government fled. In fact, at some point, the Taliban now had to call a press conference and say they didn't really mean to take over, but there was anarchy in Kabul. And they walked in without firing a shot and took over to restore law and order. So, you know, when these 19 governors and the northern governors and traditional rulers come out and say, you note, they didn't say that the state police will be one of the solutions. And that the other solutions will be developmental.
Mm.
They said it will address the question of insecurity.
Mm.
So all the money that should have been used for the schools, for the teachers, for all the developmental indicators and things like that,
right,
will now be used to hire 3,000 or 4,000 men, arm them, build police stations for them, buy guns for them, while the every other thing. No, obviously, the simple answer is that that will not solve the problem, because if this was the solution, what kind of firepower didn't the Afghan government have? The Americans gave them everything.
Mm.
Gave them helicopters, gunships, gave them tanks,
mm.
gave them armored personnel vehicles,
mm. Mm.
gave, trained the soldiers, special forces, everything. The Taliban overran them in 4 days.
Mm.
So, you know, if people learn from global history,
right,
and they want to repeat the same mistake in Nigeria, then, you know, it's not an exaggeration to say that one fears for the future of Nigeria.
Right. And great concerns we have for how practical this will work. Interestingly, the Northern governors, the Northern leadership has criticism for the federal government, saying claims that it will make things happen and reduce drastically the insecurity in the country was neither here nor there, even though the government, even this week again, I think it was the Minister of Interior, Alpha Regbeshola, reiterating that by December, major security breaches in the country will be over, and he didn't go ahead to tell us how that will happen. But practical terms, wrote to me, the state police, before we go on our first break, how would it work?
Well, I mean, let us ask 4 or 5 questions.
Great.
So, when the state police, if and when the state police are established, starting with the northern states, presumably they will have their own police stations.
Mm.
This brings with it another set of problems.
Mm.
Because what will be the quality of the state police?
Mm.
We already know that the educational indicators are quite poor.
Mm.
So you now arm people who what? Went to primary 1, 2, 3, 4, primary 6, 7. You arm them, give them police stations. I mean, this is going to be a problem. You can see a scenario arising in which any young person of a certain, you know, look or whatever, will just be tossed into the police station. I mean, the police station will become problems on their own. So if the state police has their own police station, when they say, when somebody comes up and say, police, don't catch your pikin, where are you starting? The federal station or the state station? And how many stations are you going to go to? Would there be a record of entry of the young people that have been nabbed and put behind the counter or inside the cell? And how many police stations are they going to have in each state? We are going to invest in this, plus the problems that will come with it. Then who is going to lead this? You know, will the state have their own commissioner or state police rivaling the federal commissioner of the Nigerian police force? How will the jurisdiction overlap? I mean, unless all these things are sorted, you will find a situation in which they will be chasing themselves about in a pickup, shooting at, fighting over jurisdiction. Who controls who can arrest who can defend who, who is in charge of the state. And finally, when the governor clashes with the federal government and makes some arbitrary announcement that the federal police, in fact, has no jurisdiction in the state, what happens? Will the federal government send in troops to disarm the state police. You know, so, I mean, when these people make all these kind of demands without issues of policy clarity, governance clarity, I mean, you can start to see mayhem unfolding. I mean, what will be the training standard? We'll be training, people are already, what led to the end SARS protest was complaints that the training standard of both the Nigerian regular police and the special robbery squad, that the training standards were not high enough.
Right.
So what training standards will the state use?
And there is no evidence that that the training has even improved.
Yes. Will people be employed on basis of nepotism, as we say in Nigeria, man no man, and things like that? I mean, we can go on with dozens of issues that can cause all kinds of katakata in the country. And that is leaving aside the underdevelopment issues, which for certain we know means that it doesn't matter if any of those states has even 100,000 state police each. We know that cannot solve the insecurity. So that is even different from all these operational issues, training issues, human rights standards, jurisdiction issues, and so forth like that.
All right, Ruth, I think we can go on that first break. In case you just joined us on 99.3 Nigeria Info, it's a public square. And we are having a look at the fallout of a meeting involving the leadership of the northern part of the country, which included the governors, traditional rulers. And they came up with a recommendation that they have state police, along with a number of other things, but we're focusing on a recommendation around state police. And very importantly, because they said, to quote the governor of Plateau State, who is the head of the Northern Governors Forum, saying, this will address the problem of insecurity. So we're looking at that statement, the opportunities or the challenges facing that. We'll come back and we'll continue from the break. When we return, Ruth will continue to answer those questions which hit at the heart of this matter. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is The Public Square.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we're back to the public square. Ruthmi Sankara and I, we're looking at this very contentious subject, which the Northern leadership brought to the fore earlier this week. And we're doing, as you know, analysis, big picture, and then drawing connections between this and development. Remember, you can always join the conversation on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. That's on WhatsApp. On social media at Nigeria Info FM, at Awogo Obu, at Rotobi Sankore, at Public Square NG. Any of these handles on social media, send us messages. I would love to always interact with you. Just before I get back to Rotimi, don't forget, as we rush into the campaign season, I say rush like we haven't been waiting for this. Those of you who are yet to collect your permanent voter card, if you registered last year, you can go to any of the local government offices and pick up your card. That's for those who registered last year. And then those who registered between January and June, your cards, INEC says, will be ready next month. So from next month, you can then go and get your PVCs. And then for those who registered from June till the cutoff date, which was in August, INEC says maximum December, your cards will be ready. All right, so Rotimi, we still have some work to do with the state police, and you had raised some bothering questions, which you see have to be addressed before this can even be practicable in the least sense of it.
Yes,
yes.
We're looking at just basic administrative and operational and guideline issues.
Right.
Which, if not resolved, will end up in chaos. And you know, in case anybody is just joining, I mean, essentially those questions are around issues like, would the state police have its own police stations? How many of the stations? How will it overlap with the federal police stations in the states? You know, and with all the complications that come with it, will there be state DPO and national DPO? And when there are security issues, who is the ranking officer there? Who will be the overall head of the police in the states? Will it be the commissioner appointed from Abuja? Or will the state governor say that his own commissioner is the one in charge? And what will be the training curriculum and standard for the state police? I mean, will it be lower than the federal one we have already, which already has inbuilt contradictions, mainly around human rights violations and things like that? And when they start to clash, because they will clash over jurisdiction, I mean, there will even be clash over who has more right to extort from the downfall or the keke mawa. Even the downfall drivers will be like, hey, guys, go and settle this thing. Who is taking the change? You know, or how much is going to who? Who will be at the checkpoints? Will you say you have settled the other people when you get forward? Those ones will say no, recognize them. Then the other people will say this is our state, clear road for them. Even the issues of petty corruption. Because a lot of people don't understand how the state functions. I mean, I always recommend to people, if you don't know ABC of the states, or the formation of the states, go and watch Game of Thrones. I mean, when they say states, essentially, the states is whoever commands the biggest and best armed, you know, numbers of able-bodied men. That's what is called the state in the crudest form of it. That is who gets to impose their will. Now, in modern society, democracy tampers the extremities of the states, so that a government official or a policeman or a soldier or whoever can't just point at you on the street and say, follow me, go and work on my farm.
All right. Try and get back at your road to be, it looks like. Are you back there?
So there is rule of law. But once wings of the state start to clash, then there is a problem. So the issues around the judicial and justice system, for instance, how are all these things going to interact? So if state police, I mean, look at the impounded and auctioned vehicles. This week, already people are raising a lot of issues around it. That what if the so-called infraction was on a federal road, or on a state road? I mean, can LASMA? So I mean, people are raising what they call what the devil's advocate. Can LASMA catch you on a federal road and go on your vehicle? You know, if your lawyer goes to court and say their jurisdiction. So, I mean, there will be all these things. How will the state police interact with the federal judicial or justice system? Now, we are talking mainly about the northern states, because the northern governors are the ones mainly under siege from bandits and extremists, and feel that even the military deployments can no longer protect them. And therefore, they need their own armed bodies of men. I mean, let's not fool ourselves. This is not about protecting ordinary citizens. They may generally portray it as protecting ordinary citizens. And ordinary citizens that are frightened of insecurity will say, yes, But primarily, it is about protecting themselves, surrounding the state house with 2,000 armed men and saying, oh, yeah, bandits, come, let us see you.
Right. Massive.
So, I mean, that is the crudest form of it. But let us move slightly away from the 19 northern states.
Yeah.
Because Ekiti House of Assembly also passed a law saying that the state now endorses state police. Of course, it's not going to fly until the constitution is amended.
Right.
But let us just take it at face value.
Mm.
So if state police is established in Ekiti, what happens to Amotekun?
Good question.
Because is it the Amotekun guy that will transit into state police?
Well, great that you asked. Let me throw in this question from on WhatsApp too, so it could help expand the flow pattern I wrote to me. So this is Mohammed who writes in, I guess from Lagos. He says, what's the difference between what the Northern elders are asking and that of Amotekun? I guess we can throw in all them Hisba and the rest of them in different parts of the country.
So, okay. So, what happens to Amotekun? Will Amotekun exist side by side with the state police and the federal police?
Right.
And all these other questions come up again. The NSAS protests were strongest in the Southwest, partly because there are more economic opportunities in the Southwest. So young people in the Southwest were being extorted more by the SARS. So for instance, more young people in Lagos have computers. So if you are stopped at night coming back from your hustle, the chances are higher that you would be carrying a computer in Lagos than a computer in the middle of a state that is less developed. So there are more opportunities to match young people to the POS in Lagos and extort them. More checkpoints and so on and so forth. So obviously, young people in Lagos felt more oppressed, extorted, cheated by the police that was supposed to protect them. Okay. So if you now add state police to this layer, would the state police have to learn their own NSAS lesson separately? Now, let us go back to the north. Who will be the core of the state police? Is it Hisba?
Right.
Who are already uniformed and have turned themselves into a moral police, would they now extend themselves with the greater authority of state police, that is, police station, arms, coming under the control of the governor and so forth like that? What then happens? Would the Hisba then be able to stop anybody and shave your head? I mean, would the state police be able to stop anybody and say, we are state police, we don't like your police, we don't like your haircut, and as police, we are going to shave it. Who will explain to those guys that, no. Hisba is bad enough. Now you are wearing state police uniform.
Right.
Would they be seizing bottles of beer, arresting tailors and fashion designers that are using mannequins?
Right.
Those plastic dogs with pointy breasts? Will all those be arrested by the state police? If you are a woman and you are not covering your hair, would the state police arrest you? What will be the charge? That you are immorally dressed, or that your fashion is not compatible with that of the state, and so forth like that. So, I mean, there is a lot of gray area. I mean, you remember in Plateau State, the forest, I mean, just listen.
Right.
The forest guards in Plateau State that are armed just this year drove around stopping women that had beautiful hairstyles and shaving their head in the middle of the street. Forest guard in Plateau State just drove around arbitrarily. If you have an afro, you dye your hair, they just stop you. They jump down from the vehicle. People were filming them. They stop you, sit you down, use their crude scissors, you know, and the women were petrified. So what is going to be the standard? Now, specifically to the question that the listener asked,
right,
what will be the difference between Amotekun and state police? The difference is that Amotekun and Hisbah and so forth are not recognized as police. There are certain things Amotekun and Hisbah cannot do as currently constituted. So you note that from time to time, Amotekun will stop a trailer,
right,
and say that the trailer is carrying some marauders from the north and arrest 100 young men from the north with their motorcycle. And what, I mean, what does that mean? Marauders from the north. So because you are from the north, you are in a trailer passing through Amotekun territory, automatically you are a marauder. You in your own country. Now I know that people that do ethnic profiling will be saying, ah, those houses are full of new people. You know, you can't allow them. If you allow them, they will take on. What do all those things mean? If Yoruba people get into a trailer and they are heading to Kano, and the Hisbah stops all of them and say they are Yoruba marauders, seizes their keke and everything, arrest them, parade them, or maybe at some point send them back, people will start talking about ethnic profiling. So, I mean, you can see that, you know, there are lines that people are already beginning to cross.
Absolutely. And
but the point is, everybody knows that there are certain things you cannot go and report to Amotekun and Hisbah. He's not recognized by law. So that is the difference. When state police, if and when it is established, if the constitution is amended,
right,
and the 36 states establish their state police, they will effectively supplant, replace, or clash with the federal police in terms of things that police can do. I mean, people should know what police can and can't do and what Amotekun can and can't do.
Right. So Rotimi, before we go on the next break, we have, well, like you say, several questions. We just skim through and get the more important questions, which I'm sure a lot of listeners want answers to. There's also the thing about oversight, which has often been the problem when this thing was first floated. There was a thinking that the so-called chief security officers of the state will then have overbearing influence over the structure of state police and then go after anyone who refuses to smile at them. And there's the concern whether this would not lead to another localized NSAS because of abuse of the police by political VIPs. Well, what do you have to say about that?
I mean, does anybody doubt for a second that many of the governors will be prone to abusing the state police? Does anybody doubt it for a second? You know, there are some people, this whataboutism type of people, what about the abuse by the federal? So if the federal police is being abused, whataboutism? You just add another layer of abuse to it without solving the first one, because the other people are doing something wrong. You too can add more problem for ordinary people on the streets. Now, let's say, for instance, an opposition party wants to hold a political rally in Lagos.
Right.
Already, you can see what happens when somebody says they want to hold a peaceful protest to carry placard. Sometimes the commissioner of police will come and say they are doing show of force. They'll be, you know, dressed as if they are going to the war front, combat ready. Show of force, marching up and down for people who want to carry placards. tell me that in the 36 states that the governors will not use that to stop another party that say, well, we want to hold a party something in the stadium there to address our supporters or to hold a rally. Or if you are a critic of the state government, that the state police will not, the governor may not even send them, that they won't take it upon themselves to ask you, who are you? You are criticizing the governor. Which is okay, the governor didn't build enough primary school. Mm. They will say, and so, is it your father state?
Mm. Mm.
Obviously, there will be issues. Now, we have to ask another question. Is there a need for local policing? Yes, there is. But note that local policing is a different, what is called democratic local policing. This is a completely different context. In fact, we need a different program completely for it. Because under democratic policing, the governor or a commissioner or a minister cannot call the policeman and say, go and arrest that person.
Mm.
In more developed, more democratic country, you can hardly see a government official call a policeman or woman and say, go and arrest that person. The policeman or woman will ask you, who are you? Why am I going to arrest the person? You can't just call me and say, go and bring that fellow. Why?
I mean, I see it in the movies also too, you know, and it's always, and it's a depiction of what happens in real life. The police will come to your door based on the complaint from...
local democratic policing, at the core of it is that no government official can use armed bodies of men, abuse them, misuse them, and say, go and bring that fellow, or go and make life difficult for those people. Now note, the more developed a country is, with the exception of US, which is one of the most unequal countries in the world, based on race, poverty, gender, and so forth, you know, hence you can see a lot of the police brutality in the US is based on race, because of the history of slavery and, you know, black people being seen as unequal human beings.
Mm.
Even when President Obama was president, black people were still being brutalized by the police. He's still being addressed 400 years of slavery.
Sorry to interrupt
you. So when we say developed, don't bring America into the matter. But right. In more developed countries, you will see police on the street and they are not armed.
All right, Rotimi, sorry to interrupt you. And I'm sure we're going to have the opportunity to compare and contrast the experience of policing in the developed and against the developing world. We're going to go on a quick break. I keep those messages coming in. I'm intrigued by the varied and divergent opinions I see in the messages coming on WhatsApp. It will provide for us a great opportunity to interact, which is what we do in public square, going beyond the surface and looking at it big picture. When we come back from the break, there will be headline news. I see Yvonne Ohaifo already in the corridor. And then we'll continue with this very, very important discussion around state police. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back. Moment of silence. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the public square, and we are halfway done. If you're just joining in, better get in now, sooner rather than later. You can join the conversation from now on. The number on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. And we're talking about calls by Northern Governors Forum and Northern Traditional Leaders for the establishment of state police as the solution to insecurity. The first time governors and traditional leaders sitting together in the region have made a strong case for states to establish police forces. In the past, they have been on the other side rather than together with their southern counterparts. And Ruthie Sankore has been doing the analysis as well as look at it big picture, what the implications are. We've looked at the operational cost, just what exactly it means. Wrote to me, before we go open the phone lines, I think that we've already done the rounds with the questions. And Sean's asking about the financing of this whole thing, because if the states are in dire straits with their finances, the person mentions the constabulary embarrassment that happened in a number of states where they protested, and the federal government coming out to say they were never supposed to be paid. They were supposed to have received allowances from local governments and from the states, and that should have been avoided. But it still begs the question about how they are going to even be funded in the first instance.
Yes. So the resource issue is what I was hinting at the beginning, that if the main cause of the insecurity and development, does it not make more sense to invest in solving the problems of underdevelopment rather than investing in employing 4 or 5 million men, arming them, building police stations for them, and thinking that nothing will go wrong? Therein lies the problem. So this figure of 20 million children out of school, these children between the ages of 6 and 16, that as they grow up in waves, as they cross 17, 18 in waves, and just a fraction of them is recruited into banditry and extremism, the amount of firepower you will need to provide the state police to fight them in the future, would it not just have been easier to build the classrooms and train the teachers? Rather than that you use firepower to, you know, and as I've pointed out, in Afghanistan, the firepower did not stop the Taliban from recapturing Kabul and the entire country. So, you know, an endless flow of resources. They were only given AK-47, but the bandits and extremists have AK-47. So the state police now need rocket launchers. Each of them needs a rocket launcher. The bandits and extremists now have rocket launcher. So the state police now, they now need a bazooka. Each of them. Until each of them has bazooka, we will not be safe. Then after that, it will be, in fact, they need armor tanks. That it is only armor tank that can ensure our safety from the bandit and extremists. So the state police now need armor tanks. Then after that, actually, the state police now need helicopter gunship. That it is only when there is helicopter gunship in the hand of the state police that we will be safe. After that, the state police now needs fighter jets, bomber, Tucano bomber jets in each state. So that they can level these bandits once and for all. And the thing will just be escalating till one day, one governor will just announce that, in fact, he has come to the conclusion that the state police now need spaceship that will fire intercontinental ballistic missile and finish this once and for all. And that is how the thing will just keep escalating. Whereas just addressing the developmental, there was a point I was going to make earlier before the break.
Good.
That there are many developed countries you will go to where there is local policing. So no one is saying there is no need for local policing.
Right.
People will start calling and say there has to be local policing. No, democratic local policing that are independent in terms of human rights and democracy. In case most people didn't realize, yesterday was the International Day of Democracy. If you don't know the meaning of democracy, please go to my Twitter handle at Rotimi Sankore. Just scroll down. You will see a nice description of what democracy is. Government by people. A form of government in which the supreme power is vested in the people. Exercised by the people or by their elected agents under a free electoral system.
Mm.
In other words, not easily open to abuse. I'm not saying never open to abuse, but not easily open to abuse. So in, say like in the Scandinavian countries, for instance, no minister can call a police man or woman on the street and say, go and arrest that fellow. The fellow insulted me. The minister is more likely to be arrested by the, you know, for trying to abuse the police or for trying to misuse the police.
Mm.
And the minister is more likely to lose his or her job for trying to misuse or abuse the police. So there is a role for local democratic, that is, local police run on democratic principles, not easily open to abuse. And in many of those countries, you will see the policemen and women walking around, interacting with people, guiding people. They don't carry AK-47. They don't carry bazooka. They don't travel across most of Europe. The police you meet on the street don't carry AK-47.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you will see a police person which I don't even know whether the person has gone to secondary school, carrying an AK-47, not with one magazine, two taped together, back to front, waiting for any kekemawa, any downfall, anybody that will dare. You know, I mean, these things are incredible.
Great point you make, Rotimi, because it makes you ask the question, is the penalty for traffic offense, which is not even criminal, by the way, to be fired at because he doesn't have vehicle particulars or documents fired him?
When the accident, in quotes, happens, if you have an articulate police PRO who is well-educated and well-versed in the law, you know, he will quickly make sure the person is arrested, faces other room trial, and so until we wait for the next one to happen again, despite the reassurances of the good fellow.
Great.
Just imagine people lower trained, lower educated,
right,
and worse armed. Well, I mean, worse in the sense that, look, who is going to constitute the state police? Who? Carrying AK-47 with double magazine? Driving around Lagos? Doing what? With their own police station where there is no register to say, this person was brought here for this, for that. Young people will just be disappearing Look, we want to solve problems of law and order.
Right.
But you can't say, because you want to solve that problem, you go and compound the universal problem of everything. That is the issue that we are facing. So in the north, it's going to escalate until the governor start calling for spaceship for the state police. That's how it's going to escalate. Because unless they address the underdevelopment issues, the out of school children and so forth like that, it's going to be an arms race. In Lagos, it will manifest differently. There are 2 million children out of school in Lagos. Without education, poverty looms. So there will be petty theft, stealing in traffic, all kinds of things like that. And people will say, unless there is state police, all those things will not end. What we are there looking at when the 2 million out of school children were manifesting?
Right. All right, Rotimi. I think we can now open the square up and get the rest of the people in who have been listening keenly to get their contributions.
Please, can I just add, just to reduce headache matter?
Right.
On public square, we say, and if you look at the program promo, we say informed development and policy analysis, informed debates, informed commentary. We are not saying we know everything. We are asking the questions that can lead to solution, that can make things better, you know? So please, by all means, call. But when you call, Don't start telling us, but you see, there's a Amoteku, there's Hisbah, everybody has the right, everybody, all those things will not get us anywhere. We can see what happens with Hisbah and Amoteku.
Right.
Amoteku arrests people arbitrarily and calls them marauders. Hisbah seizes trucks of beer and crushes people's livelihood. Beer is not illegal in Nigeria. Somebody will tell you that seize 50 lorries and crush the bottles. Some people produce it to sell.
Right.
Or that some tailor is selling something with a mannequin with a pointy breast, and the tailor is arrested. We don't want those kind of debate. That's not informed debate. We know all those things are wrong. So, solution, when you call, contribute to the informed debate with solution, please.
Great. So, we're already getting some informed analysis on WhatsApp. To call, the number is 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. If you go onto WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. I start up with WhatsApp quickly. Daniel Adiku from Olodia Papa says, the state police will work easily like yellow fever police that fit into federal police. Working together is no problem. All is for security purpose provided, and there will be job description, he says. Blessed in Transit says the governors are not after security but rigging the election. I only agree to their demand if the state police is to kick off from May 2023. A funny mess. Samson from Akute says, I understand that America has both state and county police. How do they operate without clashing with the federal police in America? Why would it be different if it is implemented in Nigeria here? Why don't we encourage it to happen? Then we see where they are not doing well before we begin to complain and prefer solutions to these problems. Johnson from Ikoyi says let them build strong... Johnson from Ikoyi says, let them build strong institutions to maintain the ones we have at hand rather than gambling here and there. They should stop confusing Nigerians. We have Ayotun Ibo Adesina from Ijoko, who says that I think this state policing system can't just successfully be introduced without defining independent states through the constitution. This is what will empower and engage it properly and definitely. While the existing police system, which is being controlled by the federal government, takes the backseat in its redefinition. This is why restructuring, he says, with security resource control is very important now that there is so much confusion and cluelessness. Okay, where's the next batch? Contributions, but let's go to the phone lines and hear what the people have to say. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Good afternoon.
Shaku,
hey, Makushi.
I greet you and my professor. May God bless you people and congratulate you people.
Great.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I want a state police that will respect the governor. I want a state police that will respect me and other citizens. I don't want a state police that the governor will use and the party's political opponent. Now, I want to tell you what I want. I want electronic transmission results and the differ. If anybody wants it, you don't want them. I will, while I go there.
You can go on another show and start the Wahala. But thank you very much, Koboko. And let's go on to the next call. Hello and good evening.
Good evening.
Great to have you. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
I'm Emmanuel from Ekwe.
All right, Emmanuel, go ahead, please.
I think our traditional rulers should have some powers, you know, in our constitution, talking about security. I think it will help a lot. And again, just as Rostimi said, I've always said it. Security is not about guns, bullets, tanks, and what have you. I think it starts from education. A man once said something. He said, these people want to die for. give them enlightenment. Mm. Let them have good life. Mm. Such a man will be afraid to die. Just like that. Mm. And you know the implication of carrying AK-47, terrorizing and causing criminality all over the place. Mm. So I think it starts from education, giving people a good life and what to die for. I think it will be far better and it will help our society a lot. Thanks and good evening.
All right, thank you very much, Mano. Even though I would have preferred what to live for. hello and good evening. Great to have you join us.
Hey,
Makushi.
Yala. Sarotini, good evening, sir. Sarotini said we should prefer solution. For the past how many years, I've been listening to him. He has been preferring solution. Especially from the northern state. There is this thing that goes this way. To be a good leader, you have to be a good leader. By a good listener. Sarotini, Fobo.
Where would you go ahead?
This set of people, are they listening? You see where we find us. And you know that Nigeria, we are pretending as if all is well. All is not well. It wasn't like this before. All I have to say is to say thank you to Sarotini. You've done your own part. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Christopher. Hello and good evening. I had to call back. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please,
good
and
evening,
where you
Shaku
calling? Hey, Makushi.
Good evening. My name is Val. I'm calling from Fairfax.
All right, Val, go ahead.
Now, Rotimi has explained it much, but the way I want to come from is, instead of I don't think we are ripe for state police now. Maybe one or two states might be able to afford the cost, or in terms of their effectiveness and productivity, they might manage it. What I would advise that we already have like a civil defense. Why not find a way of maybe recruiting more people, improve their training, domesticating the activities of this civil defense in some areas, while a particular percentage of them will operate at the federal level. So they can work as intermediaries between vigilantes within the state and also the police of that, the federal police within that particular state. Then in terms of weaponry and all that, you train some of them, some professionals among them, who will carry sophisticated weapons, while the others will act as maybe intelligence operatives and all that. So I think with that, it might be easy to manage the security situations within the state, depending when we amend the constitution and all that, and we are ripe enough for it. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Val wants us to work with the existing agencies. Okay. I take but quickly and get on to WhatsApp. All right, I'll take messages from WhatsApp now for the next 1 minute. Yomi Williams says, all regions with the North at the center are now faced with the consequence of neglect of education, infrastructure and development facilities that could have been arrested. It's ridiculous that we are now calling for more police and military protection against aggressions from our fellow citizens. May the political class get it right as soon as possible. Right, we hear you. This is the result of underdevelopment in leadership. The development of our leaders show how they can attack societal issues intelligently. Lex from Bega. Silvanos Aburime from Command Road Ikpaja. Interesting. That used to be my secondary school. I'm glad you are discussing state police. One way it can succeed without the state governors using the scheme to intimidate political opponents or those they do not like. Citizens should be free, if arrested, to choose which of the police, either federal or state? This one got me laughing, wrote to me, should handle the case. That's what they call federal crime and state crime. Everyone, you can choose the police that will arrest you. I mean...
these are the jurisdiction issues I was talking about.
Right.
I mean, one guy wrote in and said, why are we trying to resolve the problem before it happens? Why don't we allow the problem to happen before we address it?
Right.
Sorry
to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt you, but we have Dr. Joe, who's been standing by for a while from Satellite Town. Dr. Hello. Joe, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Public Square.
We hear you. Go on.
Yeah, I have a lot of concern. The resource person there sounds too alarmist for my liking. It's as if the equation of issue of state police is not a doable project. I think it is doable. It's a question of working out the proper modalities.
Mm.
Because, there are two things I just want to mention.
Go ahead.
Before the independence or around independence time, we had what we call Native Police Authority. And that was functional, and there were very rare conflict between they were all working very well then. And I think he mentioned the local policing. So if we are talking of local policing, then who is going to do the local policing? So if we are not ready to embark on state policing, well, we can then operate local policing, the same federal policing, but in a way that these people are very much indigenous to the environment and the areas of operation. That's my take.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Joe. So, Rotimi, I guess we can respond to that, but we have to go on a quick break. When we come back, we still have some more for you to talk about on public square. But we have some quick work to do here, first and foremost.
That was an infomercial. This is the public square.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is Home Run. We are going to touch base finally in this hour, and how time flies when you're having a fantastic discussion. We open the phone lines in the square. We are up on social media too, as well as on WhatsApp, where interesting comments, Rotimi, I see here. Tajuddin writes, as much as we all agree that getting as many children into school is possible and central to reducing crime, it's not convincing that suspending security measures such as state police is realistic given our current security challenges. Getting children to schools and providing security measures go together. So, Rotimi, should stop painting the picture of doom. Should there be a state police? Let's put balance into analysis. Interesting comment there. Tony from Alabama writes, we found ourselves where we are today because the project called Nigeria was built on a false foundation from onset, whereby the central government grabbed everything out of some ulterior motives. Here in the United States, there's police for the following: university campuses, school district, city police, sheriff for the county or local government, state troopers for the state government, and the FBI, federal marshal for central government, and they all work in unison with one another. But there's nowhere in the entire West where the central government tends to control all the security apparatus. As a matter of fact, the states here do have soldiers called National Guard, controlled by generals, just like in the federal army. Thank for the good job and consistency. Thank you very much, Tony from Alabama, for giving us the American perspective. This is my worry, Jethro from Lakwe writes, giving guns and weapons to uneducated people in the name of state police will cause more crimes in society. I believe if powers were given to state government to be fully in charge of security details, security will improve. A state governor doesn't have to wait for permission from Abuja to make decisions about his state. Right. Thank you very much, Jethro. So Ruth, I think we go back to the phone lines, and if we get anything on.
But before that, it's always important that people understand the core of public policy discussions. The core of public policy discussion is to anticipate. You anticipate what are the potential problems that will arise out of decisions or lack of decision by policymakers. How do we solve those problems? How do we prevent those problems from happening? So when somebody says, pointing out the dangers of state police in an underdeveloped country is, what did the guy call it now? Doomsday something.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-mm. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. The governors are not saying, oh, we governors of the 19 northern states hereby resolve that all children that don't have access to education will henceforth have that access. They are not saying that we governors of 19 northern states hereby resolve that proportional to each state, the 20 million children out of school in our states will be educated. They are not saying that skills, job skills will be provided for the young people. They are not saying that rural development will be addressed and that alongside all that, it would be a good idea to have state police. They skipped all the underdevelopment issue and just say state police will address all the problems of insecurity. Everybody knows that that is not true. Or rather, any reasonable person knows that just establishing state police, arming them to the teeth, it will not address those issues. Look, there is no country in the world where any army or police has defeated poverty. No army or police has ever defeated poverty and underdevelopment. It will not start in Nigeria. That's why we gave the examples of Afghanistan. So if people are not following what is happening around the world, they should look globally. Right. So discussing an issue to say, how can it be done better? How can the problems be avoided?
Right.
How can we solve issues?
Right.
That's what we call informed debates.
Right. All right, Shmira, excellent.
There's one caller that called, please. There's one caller that called and said, the state police is no problem. It is going to work like yellow fever. Who told him that the 19 state governors are looking for traffic warding to stop Boko Haram? Who told him? If all the yellow fever are armed tomorrow with AK-47 with double magazine round, does he think they are going to be harmless when they are fighting with Danford drivers? So, we need to look at the big picture and then take the issues. We don't have all the answers, but we ask the questions. That's what happens in democracy. We ask questions. How can it be done better? How can human rights be protected? How can human development be improved? That's what we are doing on Public Square.
All right, so let's get back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. We'll go back to the WhatsApp and take in some more messages shortly. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. Name, please, and where you're calling from.
I am AJ Doom from Sunday. Good evening, what's Mr. Kore? Sincerely to you, I must tell you that our politicians are not ripe state police now. I have made my point here on several occasions that the best way.
Is it, Duma, are you still there? All right, looks we've lost connection with Ezedum. Please do try call back so we can hear what you have to say. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is Godfrey. I'm calling from Ajayi.
All right, Godfrey. Looks like there's some interference with your call. If you move away from where you are, maybe it will be better. Move a little bit from where you are.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Better. Just stay there. Don't move again.
All right. Yeah, I want to contribute. And the person who is speaking about the police, state police, I want to also ask him a question as well.
Go ahead.
Now, yeah, my question goes like this. Having the state police, to me, I don't see a problem with it. But what is the assurance and the probability that when they are being deployed, they will do their work very well? That is one. Two, what is the assurance that the top people who deploy them, that if there will not be a favoritism between the favoritism, in the sense that when they do something bad, that will cover it up? Because if you look at other countries, even you as a president, if you mess up, the police have the right to arrest you. It's not done in the country here. If even as an honorary local chairman, if he does something wrong that the police know about it, they will overlook it because he's one of the top persons. So what is the assurance that these things are going to take place? Then another question is, I believe that if every individual in Nigeria knows their rights, their sensing rights in terms of the police, in the army, their human rights, and their civil rights, and criminal rights, and all of those things, if they know their rights, a lot of nonsense will stop.
All right. Thank you very much, Godfrey. You've asked the questions, and you've responded also to some of the questions already. Kindly turn down the device you're listening with so we don't get the feedback.
Hello, Rotimi. Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
Okay, this is Oliver. I'm calling from Okoto in Ikorodu.
All right, Oliver, we need you to move away from the device you're listening with.
Because this is my first time of getting...
Yeah, well, Oliver, you need to move away from the device. We're getting feedback from your end.
Move away.
Okay.
You see, my own contribution I want to bring out is this. I have a brother, the same mother, the same father. One is working with DSS and the other one is a police officer. That one police officer just gave me 2 years. When I went to him, he was the unit commander in Port Harcourt. My brother, we have no right for this state police. Do you know, being the unit, mobile unit from Mopo 12, I think, Mina, they put him to cover a unit in so many places in Port Harcourt. Do you know that when I was with him in the hotel where they kept him as the unit commander, he used to clash with the area commander and the DPO. There was a day the DPO, the area commander of that area, was telling him, why did you collect so money? Why did he say, but it's my jurisdiction. They have been, the one that handed me over was in charge of, because they were staying three months. They will transfer them to as unit commander to another place. So do you know that you normally clash with the area commander or the DPO around that area? I heard the other one say, you are very stupid, this and that. I will report you to the squadron commander in Mina, that and this. So most times, the DSS own is the same mother. It's not everything one will be saying on air like that.
Right.
My brother, we have no right for this state police. That's my own contribution. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for your observation there. Interesting. Hello and good evening.
How are you?
I'm brilliant. Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Prince Wires, calling you from Amuodofi.
Excellent, Prince Wires. Always great to have you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, my dear. You see, state police is good, But can the governor, can they maintain them? Can they equip them? Can they pay their salary at a record time? Can they pay their allowances at a record time? Can they have a comprehensive for their family? Wouldn't it be a clash between the state police and the federal police? That would be a big question to Mr. Rotimi Sankara. Good evening to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Prince Wires. I think we can take in at least two more calls. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from, and move away quickly from the device you're listening with.
My name is Mohammed.
All right, Mohammed, I need you to move away very quickly from the device you're listening with. Oh, dear, he's... Right, hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening, Rotimi.
Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, okay, my name is Femi. I'm calling from Victoria Island.
All right, Femi, welcome to the public square. Go ahead.
Okay, I love the speaker you brought today. He has raised some salient points. We can't be clamoring for one part and leaving the other part out. You are clamoring for safe police, and you are still getting allocation from the center. You are not looking for how to develop your state. How do you maintain these policemen after arming them with so many guns and all? So what happens when their salaries are unpaid? And you know that these people have guns and they can decide to act otherwise. Are we not setting ourselves up for something that we cannot manage? Because, you know, we are only seeing the good in it as tackling insecurity. But we are not seeing a state that is not even saying their current set of workers, now they are not looking at state police. I think you are not ripe enough for it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your comment. And this will be the last call we'll take. Hello and good evening. Hello and good evening.
Shaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
This is Ladipo.
Pastor Ladipo, thank you very much.
I'm calling from Orilegum.
Go ahead, please.
My take today is this. We discovered that crime and most of these insecurity problems, they are local things. Now, if they are local things, in those days, we used to have what we call CIDs that goes around. Because like Sankore said, fighting insecurity is not only about weapons. I think it deals majorly with intelligence gathering. So for me, if we can resuscitate that culture of old CIDs, where people get extract information and pass to the normal level. Because if we go already, the so-called Isba police and the Amoteku, they are already constituting some things because some of them are wielding powers they don't even have. So if we not create another state police in the course of trying to solve one problem, we will not create another problem. So if we can resuscitate that CID culture, where we can get information and pass to the appropriate authority and is dealt with. Lastly, at least, if they also give priority to education, it will reduce crime drastically. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you very much, Pastor Ladipo. Incidentally, it's the last call on Public Square. wrote to me, so there we have the square of the people.
Well, it's always an interesting discussion. Always great to hear from different points of view.
Right.
What we just call for is the contributions should be informed. The contributions should provide more solutions. Last word, two sentences. Everybody knows that it is better in any country to have police that are well-trained, well-paid, and free from being misused politically. Those are three key things in policing: well-trained, well-paid, free from political misuse. If we have that at all levels, it will be helpful. But for any group of governors to suggest that just forming state police without addressing underdevelopment will resolve insecurity, that's not true. That's not true. Those are just the key takeaways. But, you know, it's an ongoing debate. If and when it happens, we will always come back to refer to all these issues. And then we see what has worked, what hasn't worked, how we can improve it, how we can make it better.
Excellent. And thank you very much for all of you who called in. Those of you who sent in messages. I see you, Olushola from Ikeja, who says, incompetence running everywhere. Why create a state police when the present police can just release power to the state? Can the commissioner take care of the state and manage security affairs in the state and be checkmated by the local government? You know why that's not possible? Because of the constitution has to be amended for that to happen. Population without control in a case like ours, Umuafo writes, we need to look at that also too. Instead, we encourage it for religious, culture, and political reasons. He's more concerned about population control in dealing with development, which is what we talk about oftentimes. Otunuga, I see your message. Rotimi says 2 million out of school children. Well, Rotimi didn't say so. The Lagos State government said it themselves that they got over 2 million children who are out of school. And you can ask them whether those children came by from immigration into the state, or are they residents of the state who have those children. A discussion for another time. But it's the state government, not Rotimi, who says we have 2 million children out of school in Lagos. And I dare say maybe that number has even gone up with the current population figure. You can go and listen to the previous episode of Public Square. It's updated. I checked it before I got in here. Just go to nigeriainfo.fm. If you click on the tab, listen again, you will see a drop list of several shows. Public Square is there. You click on it and then you see all of the episodes, the ones you missed and want to listen to again. You can go ahead and listen to again. Otherwise, we have another show for ourselves next week. And you listen to the news at the top of the hour. And Samian Ifeanyi come in here with music and moments. Rudmi, final words.
I hope next Friday, 4 p.m. on 99.3. Don't forget, political season is coming.
Right.
So once campaigns kick off, it's going to get more interesting.
Absolutely. More interesting. All right. We'll see you again. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.